Why you as a leader need to motivate yourself in order to motivate others. I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And in today's Leader Feeder, we got to talk about your own self-care, taking care of yourself as a leader so that you can be motivated enough to engage your team. The reality is, just like everyone else, leaders can become demotivated, frustrated, or even worried and anxious over time. And in one of our Leader Feeder episodes, we did talk about our stress resiliency program and helping you manage your stress and be able to perform under pressure. But today, let's talk specifically about how you can stay motivated and get your mojo back so that you can be an effective leader. Tip number one for you is to track your accomplishments. I know sometimes in this environment it might be difficult to even acknowledge that you have accomplishments, but you do. You're making gains every day. And instead of looking at the past with some sort of nostalgia for what used to be, you need to be looking at the accomplishments that you and your team are making every day. You could feel strong as a leader and motivated by at least learning that you've coped with what's happening and led your team effectively through it. So focus on your accomplishments. The second thing is continue to grow your capabilities. I mean, this is an excellent time for some of you who aren't working as hard as you used to work on your own capabilities and become an even better leader moving forward. Or maybe even though you are busy, now is a great time to get better at some of the things that will make you more effective, not only in the current crisis and uncertainty situation, but in the longer term in terms of your overall leadership effectiveness. And the third tip that I have is connect with colleagues. Again, this is a time when many people tend to retreat into themselves when what they really need to do is to reach out and connect with colleagues. Your colleagues, which could be fellow leaders, supervisors, and managers inside your organization, or they may be people that you know through your industry group or community, they can be helpful to you in sharing some different perspectives and ideas that can not only help you increase your leadership effectiveness, but motivate you to put some of those new ideas into action. By relating to your own level of motivation, you can become even more effective in motivating and engaging your team. Now, in this new reality, companies are finding it a bit of a challenge to bring us in to do live training. We know that that will change over time, and for many organizations, that's still the right strategy. However, we've got a few different ways that we can help your team virtually, and like I'm doing right now in the Leader Feeder. The first idea we have is called Leader Boost Sessions. Now, a Leader Boost Session could be one-on-one for a specific leader in your organization, or it could be for your leadership team. And we could come in for less than an hour and just reinforce one of the training concepts that your team may have already learned from us, but talk them through how to adjust that learning to the new realities that your organization may be facing. So Leader Boost Sessions. The second thing is, my colleague and I, Brad Kuhlbeck, recorded a stress resiliency video, not only one for your general team members, but also one for leaders. And we have an order form set up for that. Of course, the free version of it is in the Leader Feeder blog that you can get at uniquedevelopment.com/blog. But we have a more robust solution that you might find helpful for your team in order to build their resiliency for stress and perform under pressure. And the third option is to have us virtually train your team. We've got some interesting options here because we're able to bring our resources using our studio into your team so that they can get the content that they need. And then we empower your training coordinator, HR manager, or one of your operational leaders to work with the exercises and activities in the classroom. The neat part about it is we can deliver the content in smaller chunks because we don't need to get on an airplane to come and visit you. So that could mean a 90-minute to 2-hour learning session, making it way easier to cover production. So to learn more about any of those options and how we can help your team become more successful in their leadership roles, all you need to do is visit us at our website at uniquedevelopment.com. We can engage in a conversation that way, or you can connect with us in one of our social media platforms. And of course, you know how to do that through Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. So that's it for this Leader Feeder, and I look forward to partnering with you and your organization to help you become the most effective leader that you can be.